everyone, Paula V here. Welcome to another episode of Why Am I So Happy? Oh my gosh, I am so excited to share with you today an amazing gentleman who is part of a fantastic band. They have fabulous music. I just love it. Today I will be speaking with John Russo. He is a lead vocal, guitarist, and songwriter for the amazing band Reverse Order. And Reverse Order is a dynamic alternative rock band from New Jersey with an undeniable edge that you will never forget. Through an impressive live show and songs that are steeped in infectious, catchy melodies. And I have to say, that's a perfect description. Catchy melodies. I love your music. Reverse Order has made a powerful impact not only in the U.S., but internationally, performing in multiple countries, including Russia and Mexico. Reverse Order is currently on a 25-week tour in the U.S. to support their government-certified nonprofit Reverse the Trend anti-bullying initiative, speaking to and performing for thousands of students a day. I love that. I love that. And I saw a bit of that on your website, your amazing products. First off, John, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. I'm so honored.
Well, for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, you are just so welcome. I would love to have you share a bit of your personal history with us before we begin, just to give it the listeners an idea of you and what brought you to this path.
Sure. So once again, my name is John. I was born and raised with my wife in New Jersey, just recently relocating to California. I've always been heavily involved in music. It's always been a passion of mine, something that I've always wanted to pursue and follow. And luckily, you know, I'm fortunate enough to be able to do that. And outside of music, just a little bit more about me. I'm a really big fan of horror movies. I like to make my own buffalo wings. I'm a really big tea drinker.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. Well, John, tell us, first of all, good for you guys for, you know, good on you guys for not being able to the money or the fame, but being able to, you know, dive into a special cause, anti-bullying. This is a great cause. Oh my gosh. Can I ask how that came about?
Yeah, of course. So we have been doing some touring across the country, and we were working with a company called High School Nation. And what they did was they set up different performances in high schools during the day when we have shows at night. So through playing these shows, we would meet a lot of students who would talk to us about different things that were going on in their lives, the different issues they were having with bullying, all sorts of stuff. And we realized that there's things that we had gone through in high school and even still today. So we designed the program, brought it to a few places locally in New Jersey, and then eventually a company approached us and said, hey, do you want to do this for 9 months? We can get you into all these schools. We said yes, and here we are today.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's a great cause. Have you yourself, John, been bullied? Did you experience that?
We all have our own stories of bullying. Myself, Cruz, and Drew, who are the other two members of the band. My personal story with bullying more talks about bullying within the entertainment industries so that students can see that, you know, bullying happens to everybody. It doesn't matter where you are in life. It doesn't matter how popular you are, it doesn't matter how not popular you are. You know, it always happens in different areas, even when you're pursuing what you love. Cruz talked about being, you know, the new kid in school, the new kid in town. That's when he was bullied. And Drew talks about being bullied because he was the heavy kid in school. So we try to cover a variety of different spaces for people so that everyone kind of has something they can relate to.
Oh, that's a powerful message. It really is, John, because that tells everyone it's not me or it's not the way I am. It happens to everyone. Bullies pretty much just pick who they're going to bully at random sometimes.
Yeah, and it's a really big issue that a lot of people are not necessarily afraid to tackle, but aren't tackling in the most appropriate ways. So we feel we offer a solution that's also engaging for students.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yes. You know, and like myself, I remember I was bullied in school because I was very thin. They would say, Jack the Ripper, Paula the Zipper. I mean, there's a lot of that out there. Yeah.
I remember one of my last names is, I have two. One is Russo and the other is Zirkle. And there used to be this kid in first grade who used to call me Urkel after Steve Urkel. And I just did not like it.
Yep. Oh, gosh. And something I absolutely love, you guys play in schools and help to remind them not to bully. What kind of feedback do you get from the schools with that?
We have great feedback. Our main focus of the program is not so much telling people to stop bullying, because you can't really tell someone not to bully. It's more refocusing people who are getting bullied to ignore what they're saying and then use that to empower them to pursue their dreams even more. And we've had great feedback. We've seen bullying decrease up to 80% in schools. We have stories of students who email us saying that we saved their lives, we influenced them, we helped them pursue their passions. So it's been really great.
Oh my gosh, what a difference you're making in lives. So have you just played at New Jersey schools, or are you traveling around going in different areas?
The program is national, and actually this summer we were a part of this year's Vans Warped Tour, both Reverse Order and Reverse the Trend, spreading a positive message there, raising awareness, and raising funding for the following school year so that we can reach more students in more places.
I love it. I love it. Now, how did you get involved with that tour?
Warped Tour or our own tour?
The Van Warped. Is that your own tour?
That was the most recent tour we were a part of, Van's Warped Tour.
Yes.
And we were in contact with the person who runs it, and he found out we ran this program, so he invited us to be a part of the tour.
Oh,
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Oh, I love it. Way to go, John. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
And I understand there's a anti-bullying movie, How to Beat a Bully, and they use your music in that film. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was a fun thing that a friend of ours could actually put together. They said they knew somebody who was filming a movie that was related to bullying, and they asked if we wanted our music to be a part of it. Obviously, that was a yes, and they put it in. They put three songs of ours in, and now it's available at Walmart.
Excellent. Okay, so that's where the listeners could find that movie, at Walmart? Okay, excellent. Good to know. And so you are very into health and wellness, aren't you? Staying in shape. What's your secret for that? How do you do that with your schedule, John?
My more aspect of health and wellness, I'd say the other guys on the road are probably a little bit better at working out and keeping to a running schedule and stuff like that. Me, I'm more of a holistic type of person. I do a lot of care for my voice through a variety of teas, like ginger tea and licorice tea. I like to avoid any kind of medication as much as possible. So I have all these different holistic remedies I have on the road for when you're sick or tired or anything like that. So that's kind of my little tricks of the road.
I love it. Oh, I am so right there with you. And I have to ask, because I'm a Reiki girl. I love Reiki. I'm a practitioner and teacher. I love it. Are you familiar with Reiki?
I've heard it, and I know I forget what it is, but I know when I heard about it, I wanted to learn more about it.
Yeah.
So completely open to it.
Yeah, you'll have to check it out. It's absolutely life-changing. It's a hands-on energy healing, and it's absolutely wonderful. That is awesome. I love to hear of an amazing young band like yourselves that are into health and being in shape and loving and take care of your body. That is so beautiful, John.
Thank you.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So with your busy schedule, does that make it difficult at times, the traveling, the scheduling, or is it something you've kind of worked into your lives and you just flow with it? How difficult is it to be a band?
At this point for us, it is our lives. It's not like we're working it in. It's what we do. It's definitely something that you have to have a certain mindset for. Most people couldn't be on the road 9 months out of the year. We had a roadie who went on tour with us, and after 3 months, they were like exhausted and didn't want to do it anymore. We had another roadie who was exhausted after 4 months. So it's definitely difficult for some people. It's a unique lifestyle. You leave your family and friends behind. You live out of a van. But for us, it's what we enjoy and what we live for. I mean, I've been home for a couple weeks now, and I'm already getting super antsy that I need to get moving, get traveling on the road. We love it. It's a blast. And there's so many amazing things to see in the world and just our country alone.
Oh, what a great outlook, John. You know, I love that. Yes, you are, leaving people at home, but yet also with your traveling, that's an adventure. The people you meet, the country you see. Oh, I love it. What a fantastic attitude.
Mm-hmm.
That is just a beautiful thing. So tell the listeners, I do want to get this in there. Tell the listeners where they can go, your website, to learn more about you, order your products, all of that.
So you can go to reverseorderonline.com, and there you can find information on the band. You can find merchandise we have, like T-shirts, necklaces, bracelets, autographed CDs. You can go check out our music on iTunes or Spotify if you're more into digital streaming. And if you want to learn more about our nonprofit program, you can go to reversethetrendnow.org. And there people can also make donations to help fund us and to get to more schools across the country.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, it's so great to hear all that you're doing for others. I just love that, John. You really are an inspiration. You guys
Thank
are
you.
Just, oh, you're so welcome. I love it. Great idea. So
you are way too nice.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm a big girl on fundraising and helping others, and I have a big fundraiser next month for veterans, Furnish a Veterans, where they give furniture to our vets. There's so many things a person can do. You know, even one little thing can make a difference. And you guys are making a big difference. And going to the schools, that is really huge, John. That is a fantastic idea.
Thank you.
You know, putting it out there while these kids are young, and so many of those kids may be experiencing it.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is most people don't speak up. I mean, I know me personally and different things I've had with anxiety and depression and OCD, I never really talked to anybody about it. It was more or less just, hey, everything's great. And that's what you tell people. So it's good to be able to reach people who might not have even said anything yet.
Yep. I love it. I love it. Oh, my gosh. Well, John, we're going to pop out for a commercial. Everyone, we will be right back. So stay tuned. Everyone, this is Paula Vale, founder of Wellness Inspired and host of the Why Am I So Happy show on BBS Radio. My passion is sharing the beautiful healing modality of Reiki with the world. I help you reach a new level of self-awareness and create a more confident and empowered version of yourself. Learn how Reiki will change your life. Go to wellnessinspired.com. When you live a life with love and compassion, you allow your blessings to manifest. Check out my Reiki training and Reiki practitioner mentoring program. And look for my soon-to-be-released ebook, Why Am I So Happy? At wellnessinspired.com and the paulavnetwork.com. Big hugs to everyone. Paula V. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, I am here today with John Russo, lead vocalist, guitarist, and songwriter for the amazing band Reverse Order. Their songs are fantastic. You're going to have to check them out. And we've been discussing in that first segment the amazing work that the guys do in helping with getting word out there, anti-bullying, and just their nonprofit work. They're really an inspiration. John, I'm just so happy to have you on the show today.
Yep, thanks again for having me.
I would like to ask you, let's talk about this new EP that you've got. Tell us about that.
So the new EP is called Nothing to Hide. It's three brand new songs that we released. We're very, very excited about it. Those songs are called Erase You, Call My Name, and Let You Go. And we worked extremely hard on this record. It's the record that we're most proud of up to this point. And there's just so much information that I'm sure we're going to get into over the next 60 minutes that I'm excited to talk about.
Excellent. Tell us about Erase You. And I just loved it. I loved it, John. Tell us about that song.
Sure. So Erase You is actually the lead single off the EP. We had worked with a producer, Matt Squire, which a lot of people would know from his work with both top 40 artists like Katy Perry and One Direction, as well as artists in more of the Warped Tour scene like Panic at the Disco, All Time Low. So we were working with him on the record. And we were in the studio deciding what songs we wanted to record. And our first idea was record two songs that we already had written and to write a song from scratch. So we had picked the two songs that were already written, which were Call My Name and Let You Go. And then after that, we were going to write a song. But before that, we decided to look through some unfinished demos we have. And we came across a demo that was called Electronic Demo 1. And Matt heard the music and loved it and said, that's the song we're going to record. Now, for me, that was nerve-wracking because that song I had been trying to write lyrics to for a year, and I got nowhere with it. And this is the song that ended up being Erase You. So he said, this is the song we're recording. Write lyrics overnight because we're recording it tomorrow. And obviously that was like, oh, man, how am I going to pull this one together? So he sent me some different vocal ideas, and I worked on it. Didn't get anything that night, but the next morning I did. I started pulling different ideas just from accumulating different parts of different experiences in my own life and creating the song from that. So it's kind of like a blend of moments instead of just one particular moment or person, which is kind of interesting. And so that song became Erase You. We recorded it. Everyone loved it, and we decided to make it the lead single.
Oh, it's a great song. It's a great song. I can just imagine what that's like writing a song. Is it, you know, you just think of different things and put it together, and there has to be just a lot of creativity and inspiration in that.
It's one of those things where, like, yeah, there's some stuff you can learn, like, you know that basic pop songs are, you know, a certain chord progression over and over again. But at the same time, music is one of those things that you can't explain. Like, if I'm sitting on the couch watching TV and an idea pops in my head, you know, I really didn't create that idea. It just kind of happened. It's hard to tell people, like, teach people that because it's just something that happens.
Yes, yes.
So I'm very fortunate to have that ability.
What age were you when you realized you wanted to write songs?
I'd say when I really realized that I wanted to be in a band and start writing music. When I was about 12, our parents took us to see Kiss a bunch of times, Aerosmith, Billy Idol. So that's how I really decided that I wanted to be in a band. And then it wasn't until probably I was 14 or 15 that I'd say it's around the same time I started writing music and getting involved. I used to write new lyrics to some of my favorite songs by Linkin Park and Sum 41, and then I got into some other 90s bands and really got with it. But I am leaps and bounds better than what I was when I first started.
Yes, yes. So how did it work for you to put together your band with Cruz and Drew and come up with the name? Tell us about that.
Well, it's actually been very kind of easy for us because Cruz is my brother, so he plays drums and sings, and I play guitar and sing. So we've always been performing together, you know, since we were very, very young. We always had toy instruments in the house. And when we first started the band, it was kind of more like a fun high school, even middle school thing. We've been playing that long, and we just had friends in and out who were in the band. And it wasn't until we started to get really serious that we had put some ads up, and Drew answered, and he at first started out as a fill-in bass player, went to a regular bass player, then became a guitar player, and it's the band you know right now. So that's us three. And then we actually got the band name from a math problem, because I was homeschooled at one point, and we were in a battle of the bands, arguing about what our name should be for the battle of the bands, and my dad saw a reverse order written on a whiteboard, he said, that's your name, stop arguing, and it kind of stuck.
Wow, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And in case you don't know, we were just talking about Erase You. We actually just recently released a music video for it on YouTube.
Oh, excellent. Okay, so how can the listeners connect with that? Just through your website?
They can go to youtube.com/reverseorder.
Okay.
The music video is the first video that will pop up, and we shot it on the Jersey Shore, which was a lot of fun. We shot it in Asbury Park in the old carousel that had been taken down, and we took some shots on the beach. So a lot of fun. We kind of did it on our off day on tour, so it was really great to be in New Jersey filming a video again.
Oh, how fun. How fun, John. Tell me, John, the other songs on your EP, are they personal songs? How did you come up with those?
So the other two songs on the EP, one is very personal. One was just an idea that I kind of wanted to work with. We had a song called Here Before on a previous release, and it was a really great song that I liked, and I wanted to write another song like that. So that's where I started to write a song, Let You Go. And that kind of just a story about someone, you know, letting something go just to pursue something else, only to realize what they had in the first place was the best thing for them. So it's something that I'm sure a lot of people can relate to. And then Call My Name is actually, that is a very personal song to me. It's my personal favorite song on the record. It's personally one of my favorite songs I've ever released. And that's a song about a person who I'm really close with and their own personal battle with different mental things like depression, and helping them out and saying that no matter what happens, you know, even if we don't talk for 9 months, I'll always be there, just call my name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds beautiful. Your songs are going to make just a difference for people and make them feel better. And
that's the goal.
Yeah.
Obviously, we have our basic songs, just about those, and we kind of have to as a rock band. But we more or less try to get more songs that have some sort of meaning that can connect with people. So our music is more than just something to listen to in the background. It's something that people can actively listen to and engage with.
Yes, yes. The first time I listened to your music, I just instantly just fell in love with it, fell in love with your energy. I really believe people can feel our energy, what we put out there, and you guys have great energy.
Music's been a great way for us to connect with people, you know, even outside just regular fans and just people we meet, and it's such a powerful tool.
Yes, yes. It has to be really exciting and fun on your end as well, I bet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we work night and day at it, and it's just what we enjoy 100%.
Yes, yes. Oh, I love it, John. I love it. So what do you see for upcoming songs? Do you have anything you're working on at the moment?
Oh, yeah. I have about, I think, 10 or 11 songs fully ready to be recorded for a new record. And then there's a handful of others that I'm still working on. Right now, it's just putting together the appropriate funding and everything to be able to execute it properly.
Yes, yes. How exciting, how exciting. Do you see, I have to ask, being a Washington girl, do you see the band coming up to Seattle at any time in the future?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were there once before. We had a great time. You know, Seattle, for me, I'm a big 90s grunge fan. So, I mean, Alice in Chains is one of my favorite bands, and they influenced a lot of my music and songwriting early on. So I love the area. I think it's so cool. And it's such a nice contrast to there being no rain in California and pretty much all rain all the time in Washington. But the people are great. I've probably never met nicer people anywhere else than Washington. So I would love to get back.
Yes, yes. Well, if you do, I want to be at that show. I just would absolutely be thrilled.
Yeah, that would be great.
This is all so exciting and very exciting to hear about all these new songs that are coming up. So what do you see as a time frame for those being available?
I mean, my goal, we're going to be on tour all of October into the first half of November. Then I'm working on a side project with a friend of mine in the rest of November. So we're hoping to get in the studio sometime in December. Mm-hmm. And then release it in January or February.
Perfect. I love it. I'll be watching for that. Oh, my gosh. Yes. So when you're writing the songs, do Cruz or Drew put in anything along the line to help you with that? Is it team effort? Or do you pretty much say, okay, guys, this is what I've come up with. Check it out.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Most of the time, I do all the writing on my own, and I'll record a demo in my room. And I'll send it to the guys, and I'll say, hey, here's a song, you know what you think, and you practice it. But there have been instances in the past where the guys have co-written some parts of the song.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. And I can only imagine the great friendship you guys have created. And, of course, it's got to be fun having your brother be on this team.
Oh yeah, it's great. And I mean, we're all family now. We have a ton of fun on the road. We do, you know, as many roadside oddity things as we can. So it's just been great.
Oh, I can just imagine. Oh, I absolutely love it. Well, we have about 1 minute before we go into break. Is there anything you'd like to share about your EP before we go into break?
I just really like to encourage people to listen to it. It is on Spotify, like I said in the last segment. So please check it out. Follow us on there. Add us to your playlist. Share your friends. You know, the more people you get to hear it, it would just really mean the world to us. And everyone's support always means the world to us. We're the kind of band where if you message us on Facebook, we answer you back as soon as we can. Yeah, it's personally, we're totally fine with it. We've got people, fans. We really like to hear from people. So if you do listen to it, let us know what you think about it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And I've already signed up for your newsletter. I'm excited about that.
Very nice.
Just
thanks.
Oh, you're so welcome. Really fun stuff.
Yeah, that's another thing that I didn't really mention. On our website, which was reverseorderonline.com. You can sign up for our email list, and we do song giveaways, merch giveaways, updates on upcoming shows and all that. So definitely check that out if you're interested in getting some monthly updates.
Oh, I love it, John. I love it. Well, everyone, we do have to pop out for a break, but John and I will be right back. Hey, everyone. Paula V here. Thank you for staying with us, or if you're just joining us, I am here with John Russo. Oh my gosh, we are having so much fun. He's sharing information about his amazing band, Reverse Order. John, I'm just, it's so exciting hearing about, you know, your music, your writing of your music, and the great things that you guys are doing, not only providing awesome music to us, but your nonprofit work and the things you do. We touched on the fact that you went on the Vans Warped Tour. Share with us. I'd love to hear some stories, what that was like, the places you went to, the people, those experiences. Please share that with us.
So Vans Warped Tour for us as a band that kind of grew up in the pop punk scene, it was a huge, huge deal for us. It's something that every band kind of strives to be a part of. So just being able to be on it was a huge honor for us. And it was a great experience. We started in Ohio, and Cleveland was our first date. We didn't know what to expect, and we kind of set up shop and started meeting people, engaging with people about our nonprofit and our program. And we had such a great response, and we were fortunate enough to be on the tour for 10 dates. So we were in Cleveland, we were in Cincinnati, we were in Detroit, we were in St. Louis, Missouri, Kansas City, Phoenix, Denver, San Diego, Pomona, California. I'm sure I missed something in there. But, no, it was such a great experience. And aside from the actual being on the tour, which was a 12-hour day in the hot sun, which, you know, was hot, but it was good. We got to see so many of our friends and family across the country, which is one of the best things about touring, is we've met so many people that when you go across the country, it's exciting that we're finally getting to see our friends again, stay with our friends. So it was a great tour, and like I said a bunch of times, we're extremely excited that we were a part of it. Our goal is to be a part of it again next year, whether it's with Reverse Order or Reverse the Trend or both. And we're just really excited to see what kind of comes to us in the future for that.
Yes. So when you were on the tour, would it be performing? Would it be just meeting people?
Main part of being on the tour this year was raising awareness and funding for the nonprofit Reverse the Trend.
Awesome.
Which, like I said earlier, if anybody would like to make a donation, you can just go to reversethetrendnow.org to do that. So we met thousands of people. PRS Guitars donated a guitar for us to get autographed by the bands and raffle off. Blackberry donated a bunch of cell phones to use to raise money and awareness. And it was just an all-around great experience.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It had to be just really a lot of fun and, you know, an eye-opener to what traveling and meeting other people with your group or with a function, an eye-opener.
Yeah, we get to do so many fun things on tour as well. We're really big fans of anything weird or supernatural. So we go online, and whenever we're in certain towns, we try to find different haunted places or weird roadside oddities that we can visit. So traveling to us isn't just showing up and playing a show, seeing friends across the country, visiting new places that we would have never gone to.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, my gosh. And isn't it fun, John, to have a career that you love, what you're doing, and it also gives you so many experiences and connects you with so many people. It really is just an awesome blessing. It's really awesome.
Oh, yeah. And it's really good now because we've been working at this for, like I said, since we were in middle school. So to finally, you know, see results and your work paying off, it's so much more meaningful when you actually worked hard for it. And,
yes.
And we worked very, very hard for it.
Oh, kudos to you guys. Kudos. And I can imagine at this point you're sitting and thinking, wow, you know, we saw the vision, we worked hard for it, and look at where we're at, and look at what's going to manifest and what's ahead.
Yep. Yep. Oh. So, you know, we're just always excited for the next thing.
Yes, yes. What are your goals for the future? Now that you're where you're at, what goals are you boys putting together for the future?
So our goals really are to elevate everything that we've done. You know, we just released a new EP. Our next goal is to release another full-length album, something longer that people can listen to, that has a wider range of different musical ideas that we can explore. We've been doing a lot of touring across the country on our own. The next thing for us is a tour with a larger band that's in our genre, to start really building that fan base and making even more connections across the country. We've been to Europe once. We'd like to get back to Europe and really see this become so successful that we can use our talents and our finances to really benefit other things, whether it be our own personal nonprofit dealing with anti-bullying, or if it happens to be different nonprofits dealing with other stuff. But we are all about giving back and helping people, so we'd like to see our success really influence that.
Oh, I am just giving you a big heartfelt thank you, John, you know, for making that, you know, a big part of what you do. I love it. I love it. What, tell us. Yes, go ahead.
That's something that you can enjoy and spend it with other people.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And it must be fun. Myself, having loved trips I've had in my lifetime, going to other countries and traveling, it must be so fun to, as a band, experience other countries.
Oh, yeah. Russia was, both Russia and Mexico are awesome, but Russia was probably the coolest touring experience we've ever had in our entire lives. We had a translator with us at all times. We had, you know, someone driving us in a van. We did like a 14-hour train ride once, with bunk beds in it, which we had never done before. We got to meet all these different people, this huge different culture that, while being so different, they were just like us. I mean, we see all this propaganda on the TV, but it's all so fake. I mean, everyone there loves America. They love American people, American music. They were just so excited to meet us, spend time with us. We were probably more excited to meet them, but it was just a great experience.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And, you know, it's a good point to know, you know, what we see is, you know, this, you know, the leader is this, there is that. But in so many countries, my experience has been, there are people just like us. There are people that love their families, that work hard, that have values. I really believe that's people all over the world.
Oh, yeah, and we made such great friends out there that, I mean, 5 years ago, I would have never told you we'd be in Russia, but we did it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
I mean, I probably would have said optimistically that we'd be on a world tour, but I would have never specifically been like, hey, on this date, we're going to be in Russia, and it happened.
Yes, yes. What other countries? Was it, you went to Mexico? Is that correct?
We performed in Mexico, we performed in Russia, and we performed in the United States.
Gotcha.
We're in the process of booking something in Europe for the spring, but that's still kind of in its early stages to really talk about.
Mm-hmm. Whereabouts were you in Mexico, John?
We were in Puerto Vallarta.
Nice.
So it's like the west side, super, really nice, clean area, a lot of great people, a lot of great food, which is, you know, the driving factor behind everything.
Yeah. Food. Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it. So what you're putting out there for the future is more out-of-country travel, it sounds like. It would be really fun.
Yeah.
And just continuing to make a difference in the world and more great music.
Yep, that's exactly it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh my gosh. This is so exciting, John. And, you know, I just am really anxious to see your new songs, and I would love to see you in concert sometime. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're working our way up there, so hopefully soon. I'd like to get up there.
So basically the best thing for the listeners to do is sign up for your newsletter. That will keep them updated, and just kind of they'll be able to see where you're going and what you're doing and stay on top of things.
Definitely people connect with us anywhere, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, the website, reverseorderonline.com, YouTube, wherever you are, we are, and we want to hear from you.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So if this would be kind of fun, you get comments and remarks from people. Can you remember any of what your favorite comments have been or feedbacks from people?
I mean, a lot of my favorite feedbacks are really deep, emotional feedback that people have sent us about us affecting their lives in a positive way. I won't say them right now just because it's a bit too intense.
Yeah.
Whenever we hear that our music is affecting someone positively, those are always the best comments. And so it's just great to hear people say, hey, I enjoyed your music.
Yes.
You know, a little bit of reassurance.
Yes. And doesn't that just tell you, oh my gosh, what a great path I'm on. And I mean, that just must fill your heart, you know, and make you feel so good.
It's really great. We've always been heavily involved in helping people. And even outside the music, so great to get back.
That was my main purpose for starting my radio shows. My first one, which I'm still on, is Voice America, for the love of Reiki. But I did it because I just wanted to be a positive, loving, caring energy in the world. And I've gotten emails from around the world, people thanking me for my words and sharing what they're going through in their lives and saying how the words they hear on my show, how it helps them. I mean, that's priceless. It really is, John, that we can do things like that.
Yeah, and it's always good to hear that other people are doing stuff as well.
Yes, yes. You guys are making a difference in so many lives, as well as providing beautiful music. Oh, I'm so excited.
Thanks so much.
Oh, well, we have about 2 more minutes of the show. John, what last words would you like to share with the listeners today?
I'm going to share a funny story.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite stories having to do with one of the places you traveled to. If anyone is from Toledo, Ohio, where you happen to be traveling through there, there's a hot dog place called Tony Tacos, and they're famous because they have autographed hot dog buns by celebrities all around their walls. They have, everyone from Led Zeppelin to President Obama. The first person who ever signed a hot dog bun was Burt Reynolds. So we went to this restaurant to see all these hot dog buns, and I was sitting at the table, and I turned to the waitress, and I said, how famous do you have to be to have a signed hot dog bun on the wall? And she said, who are you? So I gave them the whole story, and they're like, let me check with the manager. And they come out and say, the manager says, you're good to be on the wall. So they bring out this hot dog bun, and we signed it. So if you're ever in Toledo, Ohio, and you find yourself by Tony Tacos, we have an autographed hot dog bun on the wall.
Oh, that is hilarious. I'm writing that down. Tony Paco's at Toledo, Ohio. So was this a real bun? What was this hot dog bun like? Or just a picture of a bun, I'm thinking?
No, they just used real ones, but it cost too much to upkeep them because they kept rotting. So now they have, artist-designed fake hot dog buns.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, John, that is so fun. You guys are on the hot dog bun at Tony Paco's. That is a great story.
Yep, yep. So that's my little last
Oh, I absolutely love that. Oh, well, what an awesome future ahead and so much coming up for the band. It's so exciting. And all that you're doing, John, you really are an inspiration.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. I'm just so happy to be able to share you with my listeners. And down the road, maybe we'll do another show to update everyone. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah. That would be great. Just let me know and we'll be happy to be on.
Oh, thank you so much. And I'm sending you big hugs, John.
Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. And to the listeners out there, big hugs to you as well. And we'll talk to you at the next Why Am I So Happy? Thank you, everyone.